How many of you believe that? Amen? Amen. Why don't you be seated? How many of you really believe that? What did you say? Zion is calling us to a higher place of praise. What do you think a higher place is? What do you think? You know, we can easily sing anything. But what do you think? You know, most of the time, I think just about every time, but we're not too careful, we'll end up hearing God. Amen. In some of the things that we do, and some of the, you know, in some of the songs we choose and different things. Everybody say Zion. Is calling us to a higher place of praise. You know, we can get in trouble if we just sing stuff. You know what? Israel got in trouble like that. You know, they just kept on. You know, he said, listen, with their mouth they say one thing, but with their heart they're way off from what it needs to be. Someone say amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Every once in a while we need to, you know, I think, wouldn't it be funny if we really allow the words that we sing to measure, you know, we wouldn't sing beyond where we really are. Isn't that crazy, you know? You know, we just wouldn't sing where we are because we get in a rut that way and we pick up one of the worst diseases that you could ever get spiritually. Somebody say lip service. You know, we can get out there and sing, all I want to do is give, you know, all I want to do is praise you, you know. I came to lift you up. Can't wait till it's over. Oh, my Lord, say, I came to lift you up just as long as it's over in 15 minutes. Great and mighty is he. Great and mighty is he. Not great enough to get me to raise my hands, nor pant my feet or sing. Great and mighty, let us lift his name on high, but just not too loud with our voice. For it is he that's redeemed our lives, and he reigns, and I'm so excited about it, on high. He, great and mighty, somebody say amen.
Amen.
And then we go out, somebody say amen. Amen. Then we say, Zion is calling us to a higher place of praise, to stand upon, you know, we have them sitting down, the mountain, magnify his name, to tell all the people, every nation that he reigns, Zion is calling us, we don't want to go and won't, to a higher place of praise. Praise, praise, praise him. So say amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. You know? Somebody say amen. Amen. Or, somebody say Jesus is lifted up, he draws people. Amen. And there's nothing, if you want to chase people away, don't lift them up. Somebody say amen. How many of you just can't wait to go to a funeral? I mean, sometimes funerals are more exciting than church services. You know, at least you get a tear every now and then. Somebody, at least they mean it when they cry. Half of them crying, maybe crying about what they didn't get, Somebody say amen, but you go to church and we are so distant and we're so heartless. Amen. I mean, there's nothing worse than going to church and lying. I mean, it's like buying people cards for their birthday and you don't even read what it says on the inside. We can be stupid sometimes. I've done that before. I've gone out and bought people cards and it was the wrong holiday. Amen. We can become so distant in our worship and in our praise because we get so familiar with it. Somebody say amen. It barely does anything for us, and how do we expect it to do anything for God? I hope he doesn't sing over us like we sing over him. He said he'll rejoice over us. Somebody say rejoice.
Rejoice.
Over us. With singing. Well, we'll do something over him with singing, but we don't know what it is. You want to praise God? Praise God. If you don't, play tic-tac-toe, and then you can until you can come to the realization that God is worthy. That God is holy, and whether you feel like doing it or not, he's still worthy to be doing it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So then why is he going there? Because they went there in the Bible. Because they went there in the Bible. You think some of these songs are there just because they didn't have anything else to write about? Maybe they had a sorry worship service. Amen. Or maybe they were becoming a little bit slack and somebody had to get out there and say, oh, praise the Lord, all you people, for his goodness, mercy endures forever. Maybe they weren't doing it. That's why they told them to. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Come into his gates. Come into his presence with thanksgiving in your heart. Give him praise. Somebody say, give it to him. Give him praise. Give it means you have to. Somebody say, give it. Just not going to happen naturally. Don't you know he died for you and hung on a cross, went to hell and came back again, and you expect to be raptured, be lifted in the sky for all eternity? We're going to meet him in the air. We can't even raise our hand. Look at somebody and say, you sang it. Zion is calling us to a higher place of praise. Well, this is the higher place of praise. At least act like you mean it. If you don't, fake it. Give him about as much praise as you do when you hear a song on the radio. You let the Doobie Brothers play another tune, and you get that expression on your face. You just roll across a Rolling Stones song or something that meant something to you in a while back. You get all excited. Somebody say amen. You can tell what's special to you.
Amen.
Amen. But hearts that are ungrateful and unappreciative. Somebody say amen. You can't help where you are. Worship and praise should start before you even get to church. Let me say, we're not in for a song service. I was in for a song service. I go to an opera. Amen.
Amen.
I'd pay the money and go for an opera. Amen. You didn't come here. You're not paying me to sing, and I'm not good enough to entertain you anyhow. Amen. We came here to lift up Jesus together because he's worthy. And if we don't do it, who is going to do it? I think that's how we got Christian rock music. Amen. I'm real serious. You said if I don't praise him, the rocks are going to cry out. Amen. Churches got real dead around the 70s and 60s, singing them same old songs. I didn't mean all. I dare not trust the sweetest frame. On Christ the solid rock I stand. And they got all religious with it. It was just words. Throw out the lifeline. Oh, Lord, Lord said in the power, just the deadest church, power just now. You know, singing songs like that never meant it. And when we get to that place, God does something strange. Somebody say amen. He got some people that are worthy. Somebody said, to whom who's forgiven much loves much.
To whom much is
forgiven, those are the people that love him much. Somebody say amen. You know, and those that don't praise him forgot what they're forgiven. Or they think they got it all together and they have nothing to be forgiven for. Somebody say praise God. Preach it, Pastor Rod. Tomorrow's the 4th of July. It's Independence Day. Amen. You can get your hot dog tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, you don't talk too much, man. Ain't going to be anybody at this party but us. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, thank God, before there was a 4th of July, before we rebelled against the King of England, glory to God, Jesus was still Lord.
Amen.
Somebody say amen. We just got tired of paying taxes and decided to break away from another country, you know, and we set off fireworks. And they had big parades. Jesus gave us complete liberty. He set us free from the gates of hell. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we go to church and, you know, act like somebody getting shot. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
When can we get this over? Before it ever started. For you, it was over. Hallelujah. I'm teaching tonight. It's good, too. Why? Because God is worthy to be praised. We can forget where we are. What means something to you motivates you. Amen. What's more important? People, what are you created to do? What do you create? Why do you think you're going to heaven? To get a reward? You didn't do anything to get to heaven. Jesus did it. People think heaven's a reward. Well, after I lived so good down here and did everything just right and helped this one over here, helped that one over there, now I get to go to heaven. It's not based on what you did. You're going to heaven to praise him. You're going to heaven to praise God. Somebody say amen. That's what you were created for. The only reason why you're going to heaven to worship God and to praise God and to get on what he's doing. You're not going to heaven to get any reward. You didn't hang on no cross. Somebody say, you didn't do all that. Somebody say, glory to God in this place tonight.
Glory to God.
You're going to heaven because you know who Jesus is and it demands your praise. It demands your voice. Amen. Let me say amen. When saints come together, you know, the anointing of God should flow from heart to heart, from breast to breast. And if you're not ready to praise him, get on your face and pray. So we say amen. We expect to come out of the gutter and go right to this throne room. It's like changing the channel. No, we praise him in heavenly places. Amen. And if we were just going to sing songs and all this other stuff and it was just religion, yeah, we could just switch it on and off like that. Amen. But every once in a while, you got to prepare your heart.
Amen.
Prepare your mind. Prepare your spirit. Amen. So we say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We can have religion if you want to. No, you can. I won't. Nothing worse than religion. Nothing worse than dead religion. Amen. I think dead religion is worse than hell sometimes. Amen? Amen? When we come to church, we come to church to dwell on God. Amen? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. They appreciated back then. He said, who shall dwell in the temple of the Most High God? Amen? Go there real quick. Let's go over to the book of Psalms. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Psalm chapter 27, verse 4. Bible says God is a spirit and those that worship him must worship him in spirit. Somebody say in spirit.
In spirit.
Didn't say half dead. Spirit means in life. Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
Must worship him in spirit and truth. Now I'm over here in Psalm chapter 27.
Verse 4. One thing. Someone say one thing.
Don't lie.
Amen. It says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after.
See, you don't seek when you got more than one thing on your mind. When you got more than one thing on your mind, you don't praise Him.
One thing. Someone say one thing.
When you think about your bills, you know you don't seek. When you think about what happened on the job, you don't seek. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after.
Somebody say glory to God.
That I may dwell.
Somebody say dwell. In the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And we looking when we can get out. Somebody say praise God. We want to be blessed like David. Amen. We got the spirit of David. You know, somebody say amen.
Amen.
One thing have I desired, O Lord, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore,
somebody say, therefore.
Therefore.
Somebody say, thank God for that. How many have been delivered from your enemies?
Amen.
How many have been delivered from their enemies and been set up?
Amen.
By God. You know, you've had some stuff going on in your life. You didn't think there was any way out of it, and then all of a sudden you got into the house of God and the presence of God, and God fixed it for you. Then we forget. We figure out how we did it. The first service after we get our breakthrough is all Jesus. 3 weeks later, we didn't figure it out. Whoa, it wasn't Him after all. It was me. I'm going to say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So say, therefore.
Therefore.
Glory to God. Therefore, I will.
Someone say, I will.
I will.
Someone say, therefore.
Therefore.
I will.
That means you make yourself. I will offer.
Somebody say offer.
Offer.
It's like giving a tithe. It's like sowing. See, we just think that, you know, money's the only thing that God wants from us. Before we even take an offering of finance in here, you have the opportunity to offer God, you know, praise. I mean, praise pennies have we been given God when we stacked? Someone say amen.
Amen.
Someone say, I will.
I will.
How many services have you ripped God off of your best in worship? Someone say, that's none of your business. It's all my business. Amen.
Amen.
Someone say, I will.
And I like this one real quick. I like this one because it says, therefore, I will offer in His tabernacle.
Somebody say, in His tabernacle.
In His tabernacle.
Sacrifices. Somebody say, sacrifices.
Sacrifices.
Of what?
Joy.
See, we're not willing to sacrifice anything. We give, you know, somebody say, sacrificial worship.
Sacrificial worship.
That's when worship's not appropriate sometimes. So say sacrifices of joy. It means you got to get out of your way to give it. Amen. It's not convenient. Maybe your flesh doesn't want to do it. Maybe it'll interrupt your schedule a little bit. Amen. Somebody say, well, I'm going to go to church. Just basically, I got other things to do. Well, I've already heard what he's probably going to talk about. Well, you need to get your butt there sometime to offer a sacrifice of praise.
Amen.
Whether you need it or not, maybe God needs to hear your voice. Maybe God needs to see you wave a hand. Say, it's not always about us. Sometimes it's all about Jesus. Amen?
Amen?
Can't you make that kind of commitment? Amen? After you got all your stuff taken care of. Well, I didn't graduate out of Wednesday night. Amen? I don't need that no more. Somebody say, we get to that point. We first get saved. We catch all the stuff, you know, because we're just getting what we can get out of it. Then it gets to the point to where all your stuff's taken care of. Then you start to think about it. I got to get there to offer. Somebody say, amen?
Amen?
He's been so good. I want to praise His name. That's why we call it a worship service. But you haven't figured it out yet. You're not the one being served. Amen.
Jesus is.
And if he was tipping his servants tonight, I wonder what you'd get. Amen. Hallelujah. Bad thing about it, he's already paid the bill before you worshiped. Amen.
Amen.
Does your worship meet his blood? Amen. You don't have to do anything for God other than say thank you with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind. The Bible teaches this, and I'm being real hard about it because it's a reality, and we've allowed people to get away with stuff. Praise God everywhere you want to. No, well, if it said, there's nowhere in the Bible. It says, thou shalt love the Lord with all. Someone say, with all. Don't you ever. Someone say, hallelujah. Stop. You don't ever just get up there and throw anything at Jesus. I tell you what, a ram in a bush wasn't good enough. When it came to sacrifice, a ram in a bush wasn't good enough. Amen. His son Jesus was the best. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. I exhort you. Amen. To give God praise. Because it's good for God and it's also good for you. And it's always a choice. It's always a choice. And sometimes we don't choose to do it. So I tell you what, just do it. That's the way the Bible handles it.
Amen.
The Bible doesn't go through things trying to convince us to praise God. It just tells us to do it. Didn't say you should praise the Lord because. Doesn't say that anywhere. Amen. It says praise the Lord for. Amen. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. As saints, you don't have, you know, that's something you owe God. Amen. Therefore, hide me in the secret. Therefore, I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Of joy. Says, I will what? Sing. Yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, and have mercy upon me, and answer me. When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee. Amen. Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. There are certain things that are absolutely essential to the believer. You can stay where you are or you can go on with God. Amen. But if you're going to go on with God, there's some elementary. Somebody say, you can get, you know, we can let the devil get over on us all we want to and be eating lollipops. You know what I'm saying? Eating lollipops and trick-or-treat, you know, kind of religion. Nobody else just tells us what's right. We just get away with everything, you know. And thinks it's all acceptable, amen. You just keep eating sweets all the time. You're not going to end up with nothing but rotten teeth.
Amen.
Every once in a while you need some good stuff, amen. And I feel really good about a hard message because I found out in the Bible, those the Lord loveth, he does correct, amen.
Amen.
When you reproved of something, you accept that stuff, you embrace that stuff, that's just God's hand taking you up to a higher place, amen.
Thank you.
Amen. And if you can't take it like that, amen, if it just gets you to the point where you just get upset about it, amen, you weren't his anyhow, so don't worry about it, amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you don't have the ability to get over stuff, you're not his. God's people do.
Amen.
God's people can take the best of it and swing with it, amen. That's the difference between wisdom and foolishness, amen. Foolish people are based on how their emotions are based on where they go in God is based on how they feel at the moment and what's going on. But people that have the wisdom of God, they can take all of God's stuff and say, hey, it's all good and go on.
Amen.
Look at somebody and say, it's time to do better in praise.
It's time to do better in praise.
Say, thank you, Jesus. How many glad you're hearing this tonight? I am. Hallelujah. Go on over here. To Romans chapter 14, verse 17. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. Yeah. Amen. For the kingdom of God. Somebody say the kingdom. Of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness. Somebody say righteousness. You got to know what God wants you to do, who you are, what God's will is for your life, and you must do it with excellence. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And you got to have peace about it. See, there are a lot of people, you know, they know what God wants out of them, what God wants to do in them, do with them. Amen. But they don't do it with peace. Some say you got to have a peace with the plan of God in your life. Tell somebody, you must have peace about what God is trying to do in your life. If you expect to have kingdom life, first of all, you're not going to have kingdom life outside of righteousness. You're not going to have kingdom life outside of righteousness. Amen? And that righteousness we figured out in the book of Romans here, that righteousness came to them by the preached word. Amen. You don't have a righteousness of yourself. It came as a gift from God. Amen. And by believing in the word of God, and they started hearing that word of faith, they started believing that word of faith, and it came out to be righteousness. So the first part that you get in a good place, you need to find out what God wants in you. And not only find out what God wants you to do, you got to do it with the right attitude, with the right heart, with the right mind, and with the right spirit. Someone said, with peace. Peace praises. Peace praises. Peace worships. Peace moves with no fear. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Say it. Righteousness,
righteousness,
peace,
peace,
and joy,
and joy
in the Holy Ghost. I tell you what, that joy in the Holy Ghost is the cherry on top. And you'll never get, you know what I'm saying? You'll never have any type of kingdom life until you master all three of those areas. And God gives them to you. Somebody say hallelujah. I tell you what, that righteousness, we've been made the righteousness of Christ. That peace comes from knowing Jesus. Amen? And that joy in the Holy Ghost is God. That's something that only God can do. Everybody say two baptisms. That one baptism is where we receive Jesus Christ. We let God do the first thing. Only God can do it. The second, you know what? Peace comes when we get in agreement with God. That first baptism should give us perfect peace. Amen? To where we say, look, I have a peace about what God wants for me. It's no longer I that lives. It's Christ that lives in me. I'm getting baptized. I'm dead. And now it's only Jesus Christ alive. All the arguments are over. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I receive Jesus Christ. Now I have peace. Somebody say peace.
Peace.
With God. There are a lot of people that just stop right there. Peace with God. Peace with God. But then that second baptism. Somebody say the second baptism. Which is absolutely essential. Somebody say joy in the Holy Ghost. I believe the baptism of fire, the baptism of joy, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is when God turns around to the believer and he says, now you belong to me. Before you told all the world, I belong to God and I got a peace about it. But then God turns around and says, wait a minute, now I'm going to prove that you belong to me. Amen. It's like a wedding service. You put your ring on his finger, the peace of God. Somebody say amen when you put the peace of God on your finger. You say, I belong to God. I belong to God. And all of a sudden God turns around and says, wait a minute, I got a ring for you. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, joy in the Holy Ghost. Is God's seal on your life that you belong to him. When you allow the Holy Spirit to give you supernatural joy and you start to water that. Somebody say amen. And you start to flow in that. You know, that's why we don't play with worship, amen, because that's that last element that gives us kingdom life, amen. You walk in peace all week long, then you come to church, then God gives you that supernatural, ancient joy.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For the kingdom of God is not just meat and drink, and that's all some of us live for. What we eat every day, what we drink every day, and what we can deal in our mind. You'll never have kingdom life until you find out you're not even living. Until you find out what God wants to do in your life. None of God's people are lost.
Amen.
None of God's people walk in circles. Somebody say hallelujah. You can't claim righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You can't. You'll never have kingdom life until you find out what God wants to do with you and who you are in Jesus.
Amen.
Can you be saved? Yeah. Amen. But that kingdom life that God supposed you to have, when you start to walk like Jesus says you could walk. Amen. Where the supernatural starts to happen in your life. Prayers start to get answered. Faith starts to work on a higher level. Amen. The gifts of the Spirit come and sing. We're spiritual beings. Amen. So we say hallelujah. Those are all key elements. Somebody say, we're new creatures. And you can just look at somebody and say, you ain't new. That's that old stuff. What can you do? Amen. Can't teach an old dog new tricks. Amen. You got to be made over again. Amen. And how can you tell the new dog he can do all the tricks? Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, hallelujah. That's the new dog. It can do things the old man can't do. There's certain people wonder why they don't do certain things. Why can't do it? Somebody said, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Amen.
You got to be made over. You got to be recreated, amen, in the likeness of Christ Jesus. You got to come over to kingdom life. And first of all, you don't have to buck and complain when people are over in the kingdom life, amen. It's righteousness, peace. They got righteousness of God, amen. Nothing else matters. And they got a peace about it.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. They got a peace about praise. They got a peace about worship. They got a peace about reading the Word of God. They got a peace about a prayer life. They got a peace about sowing. Somebody say hallelujah. They're not still bucking and fighting it. Amen. Oh, glory to God. I'm teaching good tonight. Hallelujah. I want this CD myself. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say they got peace. Jesus didn't spend no time fighting with the disciples. Every once in a while they fought with each other, amen, but he wasn't still trying to convince them of stuff. He's just leading and guiding, and they were following, amen. You know, nobody said, you know, he said, hey, we're going to go over here. Nobody said, we ain't going. Because they said, we ain't going. He said, okay, see you later. So we say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He never fought with it. He said, let's go over to the other side. And someone said, hey, Peter, you know, he had all the mouth, but Peter never opened his mouth and said, I don't feel like going over to the other side, amen. And they were all mad about what Jesus said. Now, the Pharisees got mad, but those disciples didn't get mad about that stuff. They followed, amen? Because if they weren't able to follow, they got left.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because before the first, they made up their mind once. Somebody say, make up your mind once. I'll follow you wherever you go. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
And they had a peace about it. So you got to have a peace. You still griping, stuff still hitting you, you don't have peace. You'll never have kingdom life. It's not enough just to do stuff. You got to do something with the Spirit of God in it. Amen?
Amen.
So I say, thank you, Jesus. He's got, that's joy.
Amen.
So I say, joy,
joy
unspeakable, and full of glory.
Full of glory.
I'm trying to provoke you. Amen?
Hallelujah. Yes.
We're getting to these things right here. And the reason why I hit that thing hard, you know, because God's been dealing with, you know what? I was up there in the sound booth. We were singing, Zion is calling to a higher place of praise. And God told me in my spirit, yes, I am. Mm. And y'all sang, great and mighty is he. And I heard the Holy Ghost on the inside of my heart, just as clear as my, he said, they really showing me how great I am, isn't they? Mm. I'm hearing something right now. And I don't think it's my flesh. You judge it. Amen. Amen. I'm not just coming down on Crystal. Amen. So I say we're all in this thing together. Amen.
We're all in this thing together.
Great and mighty in him. So let's not sing piddly songs in a weak way. So we say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You don't want to do it, a rock will cry out someplace. You can't do it with the best of your heart. He'll find somebody else to wave their hand. He'll find somebody else to beat the drums. You're not the only person he knows that can sing. Neither am I. The Bible teaches if I don't praise him, the very rocks will cry out. Amen? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We got to get there. I used to go to, you know, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll still be here. I used to go to a place where they believed in praising God so much. They got to the thing, they said, listen, if I can't say They would come to church, and when the shout would get on, everybody would get out there, amen, because they say, hey, this might be the last shout.
Amen.
This might be my last shout. This could be my last song. Amen. You don't know what comes tomorrow, amen. Then them old people get up there. They couldn't shout like if they wanted a little old lady. She couldn't move, but she'd get out there and do her little bit. Amen.
Amen.
She was just glad. Amen. Sister so-and-so was in the casket last week, but she was still rolling. Amen. Say hallelujah. She go. If God gave her a little leg, she's going to move them for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. When they get to singing songs and start shouting over stuff, we got to come up with a little catchy tune from halfway around the world and put all the lights and glitter on it. Amen. Then maybe it'll give us an emotion. Maybe a guitar solo. They just stand up with no music whatsoever and they say, hey, if I can't say a mumbling word, all I want to do is wave my hand. And the place would go nuts because you got to understand what it's all about. They understood what all that meant. Amen. If I couldn't praise God with my mouth, I just want to come in the house and just wave my hand. But that might be way over us, you see. That's way over our head, amen? That's not our motivation. But we'll get there.
Amen.
We'll get there. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All you're going to do when you get to heaven is praise Him anyhow. All you're going to do when you get to heaven is praise Him anyhow. So if you're not going to like it, you better ask God to fix your heart now. Somebody say thank you. Somebody say, boy, we got a long way to go. That's all the Bible says. Somebody told you, but we got streets to go. We're just going to be walking around heaven all day long. That ain't the Bible. We're going to go to heaven, walk around heaven all day. Anybody walked around heaven all day? People just walking around. Angels circle about His throne praising Him, amen, and worshiping Him, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Righteousness, peace, and joy. Somebody say, joy
is
something
that
only the Holy Ghost can do. Amen. And it says, He wills. It says, He wills. If you want to have kingdom life, that's what church is all about. You know, you get out there, you live in that righteousness, you get that supernatural peace, and you just praise God. And sometimes you just need to get to the point, I'm going to stay right here till I get blessed. I'm going to stay right here till I get blessed. Amen. Until I get that joy. Amen. Till I get that peace, because I need that to make it. I can't make it on my own. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That scripture was one the Holy Spirit wanted me to share with you. I knew it this morning. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Essential for effective living today. Then right here, after we get that righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things says what? In verse 18. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. See, it takes servants to worship God. If you don't have a servant's heart, you're going to be a sorry worshiper. See, because you can't serve others, you're not going to be able to serve God. Somebody say amen? For he that in these things does what? Romans chapter 14, verse 18.
Serves
what?
Serves.
Praise God. How you want to serve? How many of you want to serve God? You want to serve God just by staying in righteousness. And you want to serve God just by being in peace. And you want to serve God just by having the joy of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say amen.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody say, it's like it's never good enough. Doesn't it feel that way sometimes? It's never good enough, you know. Isn't righteousness good enough? You know, isn't that enough to get there? And God says you got to have righteousness. Not only you got to be doing the right thing, you got to have peace about it. Well, I got a peace. I got real peaceful about it. And that peace about it, somebody say, just ain't. Say, just ain't
good enough.
You got to have God's joy on top of that.
Amen.
You know, we used to think that was pious, you know. We used to think it was real pious. Amen. We'd go to church, you know, and we thought we just had peace. You know, we go there and just have peace. I've got peace like a river. You know, and we thought that was just fine. If you know, the pinnacle of all things is just peace. You go to God and everything's supposed to be real peaceful. Amen. I tell you what, but God wants that supernatural joy. The Holy Ghost will manifest. Amen. And you can tell the Holy Ghost, Brother Hagin said this, and I believe it's true. Amen. When the Holy Ghost is manifest, joy will always be present. Amen. Joy will always be manifest where God is present. Amen.
Amen.
You can tell when the Holy Ghost is there. You can tell when the Holy Ghost is in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Or you can tell when the Holy Ghost is happy about being in your life. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bible says you can tell a tree by the fruit it bears. Amen. If you got Jesus, how many, Jesus got a lot of angry fruit on his tree, doesn't he? Amen. No, the fruit on Jesus' tree is joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. When he's on the inside, that fruit will just blossom up. Devil hates God. Devil hates you. Devil hates worship. Amen. Some say, get delivered and just enjoy Jesus. Romans chapter, let's go on to the next verse. For he that in these things serves Christ is, somebody say, is what? Acceptable. Somebody say, acceptable.
Acceptable.
Of God.
Acceptable
to God. Somebody say, acceptable to God.
Acceptable to God.
And somebody go, who does this man think he is telling me how to praise God? I can do whatever I want to do. Nothing's ever good enough for him. Nothing ever good enough for this. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, go to God with that acceptable gift. You know, we get to the point in our life where we say, I ain't going to accept that anymore. That's not good enough for me. Amen. Well, you know, God's that way. Amen. God wants you to give your best. Amen. Give that acceptable. Amen. Amen. Let your praise be acceptable. My mom prays that. She said, Lord, may my prayer be acceptable in your ears. May my song be acceptable in your ears. Amen. Hallelujah. Some say reception. You know what? If you're not to the point to where you know, he's not going to receive anything or accept anything, amen, that doesn't come in that same spirit. You don't want to be there. He doesn't want you to be there. He's not going to receive that. Amen. Notice that's what Cain and Abel had a problem with. Two offerings. One was acceptable and the other one was slack. And one got mad at the other one, amen, because his offering was received and it was acceptable to God. The prophets of Baal had an altar and God had it, and the prophet of God had an altar, amen. And they said, let's see which one God's fire burns on. So they got up there and said, no, we'll cut ourselves, we'll do whatever we got to do, amen. And they cried and they cried all night long and nobody came. Amen. And that one man came in righteousness. Amen. Because God sent him with the right heart. Right, man. He put an ox on that thing. He put an offering on that altar. And he had him pour water on it. Amen. And he gave God what's acceptable. And that thing caught a fire.
Amen.
Some say there is something called acceptable. People wonder why there's no fire in your heart, you know. Get something acceptable. Something that's worthy to be burned. Somebody asked me about anointing tonight. That's a good question. Somebody say amen. If you want an anointing, amen, you want something to burn, put an acceptable offering up there. Amen. And then the fire of God will get on it. Amen.
Amen.
The anointing is just not a blues note. You know, I used to love gospel music. I got to the point, Brother Rex, I used to love some gospel music. I mean, I used to love that so I could hear it and I'd get blessed every time. I tell you right now, I listen to some of that stuff today and I literally get sick to my stomach. You know what? Because most of the stuff is just words. It's just words. You don't, you know, the sincerity is not there. Amen. The acceptable offering will produce a fire. And that's what we need to make it in life. We need to be on fire for God. Our hearts to be ablaze. Give Him an acceptable offering. We wonder why we don't get blessed at the end of the service. Because, you know, when our worship is where we meet God in the offering. Amen? And usually what we worship is what He burns up at the end of the service. Somebody say, an acceptable offering. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. God is real. And the fire of God is real. And we can always have a fire. We always will present an acceptable offering. What's an acceptable offering? What do you ask for? With all of your heart. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You know what? God never, if He didn't love us, He didn't care about us, He'd let us go off on the deep end. He wouldn't tell you anything. He wouldn't try to improve anything. If I was going to fire somebody tomorrow, I wouldn't care what they did today. You're not going to train somebody you're getting rid of. Whatever you feel like doing, go for it. Amen. Because Friday, you ain't going to be here. Amen. It's the same way with God. You ever met people, anybody ever been a boss before? You know, and you can tell when you're on the rough sweep, but they don't say nothing to you. Amen. They smile at you. You know, you're doing everything wrong, and they smiling because you know what? He's not going to use you tomorrow. But when they care about you and they know, they see your potential, they're going to invest in you and tell you the truth and try to help you out.
Amen.
Same way with God.
Amen.
I'm just getting excited about it right now. If God starts talking about fire, that means He has the ability to produce it. Amen. I met people who say, oh, bless the little heart. They can't help it. He's slow. Amen. They can't help it. Amen. But we can help it. Amen.
Amen.
I sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now.
Amen.
I sense the anointing of the Holy Spirit right now. And for somebody, I can hear Him saying, you put an acceptable offering on that altar, the fire of God will come. 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 Hallelujah. I feel it in your direction, Jesse. Hallelujah. Put an acceptable offering on the altar. A fire of God will come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I see you standing up right now and stretching out your hands. Just do it, and then you can sit back down. We can go on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You getting blessed, sister? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do whatever you feel like doing. Amen. As long as it's scriptural. Hallelujah. Put an acceptable offering on it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God's telling us these things just because He wants us to burn. He just wants us to burn. He loves you. He loves me. He loves you with all of His heart. You're acceptable in His sight. Amen. But He wants to give you more anointing. That's what this thing is all about. He wants to increase the anointing on your life. He wants to increase the anointing on your life and the presence on you and His presence on your life. He wants to make it more manifest. But yeah, there are some things. Amen. There are some things that we can do to increase the manifest presence of God on my life. Because it's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Karen, amen. You must hear the Holy Ghost. That question that you asked tonight, I guess this is the answer. Amen. How do you get the presence of God on your life, the anointing on your life to minister? Amen. Give Him an acceptable offering and watch it burn. Hallelujah. Offer your life to Him. Give Him your best. And when you start to burn that fire, amen, the fire, somebody say the fire will meet the needs of others. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm trying to get through this one verse. And the service Christ is acceptable to God. Hallelujah. And things wherewith one. No.
and approved of men.
Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody want to start a fire? Anybody want to start a fire? Hallelujah. Crystal got a car. Amen. She told me she'd get ready to get rid of that thing. Amen. Because you open her little gas tank, and even in the gas tank, amen, it says premium fuel only. She can't put the cheap stuff in. Amen. You know, maybe she could, but somebody just put that thing there to be funny. Amen. But it said premium fuel only. How many of you would put, you know, and she, you know, and we know how tight Sister Crystal can be sometime. Amen. Amen. And if your car will only allow you to put premium fuel in it, what about your life? What about your life? What about your ministry? Amen? Christian said, when I put somebody must have, he said, the woman that had this car before me must have been putting some cheap fuel in it, some cheap stuff in it, you know? He didn't tell me to put premium fuel in my, amen? He said, you know, because she said it just ran so bad. Amen? She said it just wasn't running right. Sometimes we don't run for God right and we put cheap fuel inside. Amen? Especially when it's free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nine 15. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Just pray in the Holy Ghost, and Brother Jesse, we're ready for you. Amen. How many of you ready to start to act on that word? Amen. Amen. How many of you ready to start to act on that word? When we start to apply these things to our life, somebody say amen. Keep it in your head, you'll just get mad. But if you let it sink down to your heart, you'll change your life.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody say, I'm going to do something about that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just need to bless God for all that He is and all that He's doing. Amen. We need to thank God for all that He's doing and all that He is. Well, Brother Jesse, amen. And I'm sorry for looking so... I thought I looked good when I left this morning. Then I realized midway through I looked terrible. Amen. And I repent. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Got out there and got this piece of stained shirt. Amen. But we're going to get it together one day, right? Got them Bermuda shorts on. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many want a fire in your finance?
Yeah.
How many want a fire in your finance? Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank giving acceptable. Somebody say acceptable.
Offering.
Anybody ever been late on a bill and you try to pay half of it and they wouldn't accept it? Somebody say thank you, Jesus. That's when it's real bad, when you owe them a bunch of money and you go give them some of them and they say no, we ain't gonna receive it. Amen. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Somebody say God wants it. If you want it to be acceptable, it's got to be the whole thing.
Amen.
Somebody say
amen.
Hallelujah. Ooh, it's hot in here tonight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, he must need some more sleep. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, do the whole thing. If you want it to be acceptable. Glory to God.
Praise God. How many of y'all enjoyed that? Did it make you feel real special? I want to say something, you know. It should make you feel special in this way, because there's a requirement on your life. You know, there are churches all over this town, all over this state, all over the U.S., all over the world. You know, why is it important that we do? What, you know, what does it matter whether or not we praise God or what we feel like? Man, we're only a few people in a big world. You know, God's got plenty of people to praise Him. And we get that attitude, what difference does it really make? But we have to realize that God requires your praise. And, you know, like Pastor Rod said, it's a choice. And I want to free you from guilt on this end, that there's nothing wrong with not feeling like praising God sometimes. There's nothing wrong. Sometimes we condemn ourselves because I don't feel like doing it, so I'm not going to do it. And we give into that. It's a choice. But if you praise God, you'll start to feel like praising God. But we're not motivated by our feelings. But I tell you what, by the time you're in here and we're ready to start, you better start feeling like it. The Bible says, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. I want everybody to look at that door right there. That's the gate. Okay? I'm going to spell it out for you. So those of you that are a little, as Jesus would say, those of you that are dull might get it. That back there is the gate. So by the time you enter that door, you need to be thankful. You need to have thanksgiving on your heart. You can thank God while you're, thank God for the coffee that you're drinking. Thank God for your friends that made it to church that are there with you. And you can enjoy each other's fellowship, but be thankful. And then it says, I will enter his courts with praise. His courts, and I would consider that to be the sanctuary. By the time you walk in here for church, you should already be praising God. No, you don't have to be making a spectacle of yourself, but we shouldn't have to warm up one or two or three or four or five or six songs before you start to get in there. That's a decision that you make. And the problem is we've had to make praise and worship so good and so interesting and so emotional that it convinces people to do something that the Word has already told them to do. You understand what I'm saying? That's between you and God, and that decision should be made and set in motion before you come in here. Because I tell you what, if you're going the other way and you're in here, then we're fighting. And you, so many of you wonder, like tonight, boy, when Pastor I got up here, it was a little tense. You know, so many times after praise and worship, it's tense. Boy, and then Pastor I's got to tell a few jokes and stuff to lighten our yoke. We just feel a little bit tense after praise and worship. Why? Because we just got through fighting and struggling. I was in a church one time, and I said, you know, I think that our instruments are prophetic weapons of warfare that we've turned on each other. People fighting about music and all this other stuff. I tell you, sometimes it feels tense because we're fighting, trying to convince people to do what they already should be doing. We're not up here to convince you. We're up here to lead you. We're up there to help you do what you are already here to do. So when you come in here, and I say this to you because I'm saying this to me and to everybody, we all need to make an agreement that when we come in here, we're praising God. That, you know, whatever went wrong that day or that week, whatever is heavy on your heart, you know what? None of that is so big that you can't praise God. By the time we're in this door, we're praising God. We've put that on the back burner already, and we're all in one mind and one accord. And that'll make it a lot easier for Pastor Rod or Crystal or whoever is leading worship. And it'll make it a lot easier for you. Some churches, their praise and worship service doesn't go on and on, but they get a lot done while they have it. We don't have to drag it out forever and ever if you'll just praise God. That's an important thing. And for many years I thought, man, I'd love to teach about praise and worship. I'd love to really teach people that, but it's simple. It's really simple, and it's not complicated, and it's not hard. You come in that door, you thank God. You come in this door, you praise God. Is that difficult? And I can say that because that's the word of God. And you know what? I don't care what you feel like. I don't care if your whole body is in pain, if you got a headache, if somebody yelled at you, if you're mad at me, mad at Crystal. You know, it doesn't matter. You can be mad at the world, but when you come in here, praise God, and God will take care of it. Amen? Can we commit to doing that? That's a thing of honor, and that's a commitment. And you know, Pastor Rod said it's a choice. And if you don't decide what you're going to do beforehand, then you're going to make an emotional decision. How many of you know that to be true? If you don't decide what you're going to do and make a commitment, you're going to make an emotional decision. And to sit there during praise and worship, going like this, that's an emotional decision. To act, oh, I've got it all together, thank you very much, that's an emotional decision. Why? Because you know better, but you don't feel like praising God that particular service. So let's all make a commitment. The attitude that we're going to have towards God when we come in here is going to be praise every time. And I'm telling you what, you want to see God move in a powerful way, begin to praise God like you're supposed to consistently, and there will be nothing to stop what God wants to do. God inhabits the praises of his people. And if you want power in your life and in church, praise God. And don't just praise God in here, but praise God at home and in the car. Never stop praising God. His praise should be continually on your lips. You should never stop. But in case you stop, start before you come in church. Amen?
Jesse, I'm hearing this too. You know, and this is for those that are willing. Even as we're sitting here, people say, what is this all about? You know what? When we change things that God designed to be, it makes God upset. And people think, that's really crazy. Jesus said, the zeal of thine house has consumed me. The zeal of God's house. And remember the last time Jesus said, look, my house should be a house of prayer, but you've made it this. And what did he do when they changed something that was supposed to be? That house, he went into that house, there was supposed to be prayer and worship going on. And prayer also means to praise. But you made it a den of thieves. And what did he do when they changed what that place was supposed to be? Amen. He turned the tables upside down, amen, and got them out of there, amen. So don't ever change what's supposed to be. Amen. Nobody has the right to do that. God said this place should be a place of praise. It should be a place of prayer. Amen. So keep it what it's supposed to be. Amen. Amen. And there's no other mindset that needs to be in there. Nobody in here is bigger than God. Nobody else has to have a mindset other than this is the house of prayer and this is the house of praise. Thus saith the Lord. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you are ready to praise God with your giving? Let's stand up. I want to tell you, those of you that pride yourselves in being conservative, you think that people that praise God every service are emotional. But I'll tell you right now, if you see somebody that's praising God every service, that's not emotional. Because nobody feels like doing that 100% of the time. That's someone that has a commitment and some honor and knows how to commit themselves to God. And that's something to be proud of. And you need to break out of that conservatism, that conservative, I've got it all together. Let me tell you, I was the big, I'm worse about that than anybody else, okay? Man, I used to play the drums. I move a little bit now. As a kid, they used to tell me, you know, do you ever move? I would just play like, I don't know why, but I didn't want to break out of that. But let me tell you, I can tell who's emotional by what you don't do. Someone that's always going for God, that's a decision. That's a commitment, and that goes way beyond emotion. That's somebody that loves God enough to sacrifice. And also, that scripture you read, I will sacrifice of joy. In my NIV translation, that says sacrifice shouts of joy. So how many of you ever had Pastor Rod say, you need to have a Holy Ghost fit, and you don't feel like it? But that shout of joy, that I would think a shout of joy would be happy, loud. It'd be a lot of things. That's a sacrifice. You don't always feel like doing it. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. You should be loud before God. And one of these days, if God permits, we'll get to share with you all the ways biblically you can praise God. Because people need to know that. But tonight, we're going to praise Him with our giving. So if you have your seed ready, praise God. The Bible loves a cheerful giver, so we better do it in joy.
I'm being obedient to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody said, I wish they'd just take that thing off. No, but I'm being obedient to the Holy Ghost. Also, in the arena of prayer, this is some wisdom for somebody to help them in a certain area. Many times that emotion, when God wants us to praise Him with our emotions, God says the emotion that you could use to praise Him with is already there, but you may be using it in the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? It's always there. What you need to praise God with, you might be giving that to the devil. Mm-hmm. If you take it away from the devil and give it to God, you'd have praise. Amen? Yeah. If the devil's sitting up there working for you and causing your mind to go in the wrong direction, causing you to get emotional about the wrong thing, any emotion outside of the flow of the meeting is the devil stealing your praise. So refuse to say, I'm not going to let you get me inflamed about anything. I'm going to be inflamed for God. See, you have what it takes, but the devil's stealing it from you if you just turn that over and give it to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You'd have worship. That's wisdom. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. If you have your seed ready, just lift it up. If you need an offering envelope, oh, praise God. Jesus. Let's lift that up. Do you want me to pray for all of them now? Okay, good. Y'all get to go earlier. Lord, we just lift these needs up. Father, we pray for Nisi in that situation. Father, you know that need and you understand. Lord, we just come in agreement that everything that needs to happen for that to work out smoothly, Lord, that you would provide the way. Work it out, Father. You understand, Father. Your will be done in that situation. Lord, we pray for Melanie. Encourage and strengthen her as she goes to be in this at this time with her granddad's passing, Father. Lord, I pray that you just encourage her, build her faith up in you, Father. Lord, that this would be a stepping stone up in her spiritual walk with you, Father. Encourage her and draw her to you, Lord, through this situation, Father. Lord, we lift up Danny and Dawn. Lord, we know that nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is hard for you, Lord. And we just come to you with that situation. Lord, right now we pray for a financial breakthrough. Father, you can do it, Father. We just pray as a sign and a wonder that you provide a financial breakthrough in that situation. Lord, I pray that break forth, Father, on their behalf, Father. We just claim it right now in Jesus' name. We speak it into existence, and we call them blessed in the name of Jesus, Father. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray for everybody here. Lord, I pray blessing over their lives, Father. Lord, and that blessing over their life would bring money to them and bring the right relationships to them. Lord, I pray for supernatural hookups, Father. Lord, I pray that you lead and guide them, and where they go, you connect them with the right people at the right time, Father. Lord, I pray for a divine appointment in these lives, Father, as they walk according to your will and your plan. Father, teach them to be bold about obeying you. Teach them, Father, that it's okay to do things that don't always make sense, Father. Lord, I pray that as they do that and step out of the norm, Father, and into your will, that you would just bring blessings their way, Father. I thank you, Lord, and I pray increase and multiplication on this seed tonight, Father, and I pray that it blesses you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Chris, she got it. It's good, too. Thank you, Jesus, and I know it's good. Hallelujah. That little baby praised God wonderfully tonight. Did anybody see that little baby praising God? Oh, it was beautiful. Hallelujah. I've never seen him praise God like that. Boy, he was just clapping and dancing and just enjoying Jesus. Amen. Go ahead, dear.
Yeah, as the pastor was speaking, I was looking in the Bible, and it's Romans 15, verse 7. But also, I went above that, and it sounds very well, too. And it's probably speaking to most of us here. And if you want to read along with me, it's Romans 15, verse 5. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another, then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God.
Wow. God accepted you in order to bring praise of him. That's good. Praise God. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. I've been hearing that blessing song. So get ready for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody stretch your hand to Brother Rex. Amen. And just tell him, be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Say it one more time. Be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Only God can do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be here tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Somebody say amen. Bring something to share. Amen. Bring something to share and bring something for yourself. Amen. And share some good stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to have a problem. You know, if you bring yourself prime rib. Amen. And you sharing barbecue potato chips. Amen. I'm going to have a problem with that. Seriously. But I can get over it. Amen. So I say amen. Ciao. Love y'all.